Brian's with us from BetFredSports.com. I set up and I lost $10. Actually, I lost $20 because I thought that maybe the Packers would win and that the Bills would be the upset last weekend. Turned out to be just the opposite.
Yeah, that's the way it always works, right?
Exactly.
That way. Yeah, there were two really good games, though, so that was a fun Sunday.
Yeah, they were definitely good. And we're going to talk about the big game coming up next weekend in a bit. But first, we have a big game here in the Midwest, the Iowa Hawkeyes taking on the Fighting Illini tonight. What's the line on that?
Yes, the line on that one is the Fighting Illini are at home, so they're 2.5-point favorites. So if you're on the Hawkeyes, you can get them at +2.5. Both of these teams are both coming off losses in their last game. But, you know, so one of the more interesting things here is the total on this game is 161.5, which is a pretty high total for college basketball. But both of these teams score a lot of points. These are the two highest scoring teams in the Big Ten right now. So I think, you know, the betting markets are expecting a shootout. It should be a good game.
Now, can you bet on Luka Garza and how much he's going to score?
You can't do player props in college.
Right.
State regulators don't really like that for obvious reasons.
Sure.
So you can bet player props on pro sports, but not on college.
Gotcha. And then, of course, you were telling me that Drake is a big deal right now. That's a school I never really follow.
Yeah, Drake is all the rage right now in the betting world. I mean, they're having a good season in general. They're 15-0. They're undefeated. They had a two-week delay as well. They had some COVID issues. So now they're packing in a bunch of games recently. But the biggest story on Drake is they're 13-0 against the spread. So they are absolutely hot right now.
Wow.
A lot of people sort of jumping on that train.
Right.
And anytime a team like that is covering all their games, you're going to get a lot of action in the betting world.
No kidding. And, of course, you got the big game coming up next Sunday. It's Tampa Bay and Kansas City. Again, I lost twice last weekend thanks to those two teams. There's a lot of prop bets. Can we talk about those first?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the biggest things with the Super Bowl is the prop bets. People love these things. You know, we always have props for regular games, but for the big game on Sunday, we take it to the nth degree. So there are going to be hundreds and hundreds of different things to bet on. You can bet on everything from the opening coin toss to will there be overtime to over under on passing yards and receiving yards for all the different players, first touchdown, all sorts of different things. It's a lot of fun.
Can you bet on whether or not there will be another wardrobe malfunction like back 10, 12 years ago?
Yeah, no, unfortunately, the great state of Iowa only allows us to bet on things or to offer markets that happen on the field of play.
Gotcha.
So, no MVP betting either. Only field of play options.
And I don't know if you heard this or not, but Buffalo Wild Wings is giving out free wings if the game goes to overtime, which has never happened before. Although the last two seasons, it's come pretty darn close. Do you guys have a line on that, right, as far as overtime goes?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you would guess, it's long odds on going to overtime. So if you bet that one, you can bet no is -3,500, which means you would have to wager $3,500 to win $100. yes is +1,000. So it means you could wager $100 to win $1,000. So long odds on that, but it's out there. If people want to bet on it, we offer it.
And it's real easy too. You just go to BetFredSports.com. I've got my account set up. I'm going to try and make back some of the money I lost last weekend.
Chasing losses is always the best strategy, let me tell you.
I tell you, it is a lot of fun, though. I have so much fun on this. And again, BetFredSports.com. Brian, we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark.